In child's pose, reach fingers forward. Allow the breath to dance. See if you can visualize the inhale as this moving light. Maybe it originates somewhere in the upper abdominal area, and then you send it out somewhere, and it's up to you where you sense that channel of energy. And when you exhale, you draw the energy back. So it's a little different idea. You don't let go. You draw the energy back into your core, so the light is coming back towards the center. Inhale, you send energy out. And then exhale, bring energy back in. Inhale. And exhale. The inhale, glide to hands and knees. And then still feeling the breath energy, the prana, see if you can move the body in a way that channels and frees the movement of the breath. And that could be any movement on hands and knees. See if you can make your breath more audible. It doesn't have to be ujjayi. What I'm interested is in, can you free up the breath? So it could be open mouth. It could be a sigh. Take one more inhalation. And then exhale back to downward facing dog. Keep channeling the breath. So how will the breath move through this pose with more freedom? Freedom is a lack of obstruction. An inner peace being a lack of tension, a lack of conflict. And you don't create inner peace. You take the conflict away. So inhale, extend the right leg up. Channel that breath all the way through. Rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee. Inhale, straighten the leg. And knee to nose, exhale. Inhale, extend the leg, rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee, opening up. Inhale, extend, and then draw the energy in, knee to chest. Inhale, extend the leg, rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee. Inhale, straighten the leg, knee to nose, draw it in, lift out of the shoulders a little more. Step the foot through, come to fingertips, draw the chest forward, and then straighten the front knee and bow. Inhale, shift forward, and straighten and bow. Inhale, shift forward. Now pause here, still on your fingertips. Your left thigh is still strong. Reach the right arm forward. And as you reach the right arm forward, pull the right hip back. So you're stretching from point to point as much as you can. Pull the right hip back. Left thigh is strong. Now inhale the right arm up. Not collapsing onto the left side. You're still pressing up and away. So it's extending the space. and then sweep the right arm back, flex the palm back, and release your head down to the left shoulder. So it's getting into your neck, but the leg is still supporting you. And then notice if the breath went away. How can you move ease through the body without breath? It's not going to happen. What's going to move the energy? Take one more breath here, and you wait till the exhale comes to release the hand down to the floor and then step to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale, flat spine. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up. And bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Walk back to plank pose. Watch your relationship to the breath in the pose. Can you keep the breath vibrant and free? Sending it maybe through the lower ribs as well. Inhale, shift forward, lower all the way down. Press the top of the feet down, low cobra, inhale, steady long breath. Exhale back down. Inhale, low cobra. Exhale back down. One more time, inhale, low cobra. Exhale back down, tuck the toes under, inhale, plank pose. Exhale, downward facing dog. Big breath in, and then let out a sigh. Ha. Inhale, extend the left leg up. Rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee. That's an exhale. Inhale, straighten the leg. Knee to nose, you exhale, but you draw the energy in. Inhale, extend the leg. Rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee. Inhale, straighten the leg. Knee to nose, drawing energy in. Inhale, extend the leg. Rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee. Inhale, straighten the leg. Knee to nose, draw the energy in, cap the energy, lift out of the shoulders, then step the foot forward. You're still on your fingertips. Draw the chest forward, straighten the front knee and bow. Inhale, draw the chest forward, and straighten the front knee and bow. Inhale, shift forward, and straighten and bow. Inhale, shift forward, pause, still on the fingertips, chest moving forward, reach the left arm forward, and as you reach forward, you pull the left hip back, right thigh strong, steady breath. Notice if you're holding the pose, but the breath is nowhere. Notice how that feels like, without putting ideas in your head, but I'll put the idea in your head. If you don't breathe, you're just creating stress. So let that stress go. Let the breath go, even if you have to sacrifice the pose. Reach the arm up. Gather more width into that breath. And then reach the arm back. Flex the palm back. Drop the head and try to breathe into the neck, into the space between your hand and your head. Trace the sensation of the breath. Take one more inhale. As you exhale, release the hand down. Feet together, forward fold. Psych, I didn't want the feet together. Darn it, take them apart. Yeah, bend the knees. Interlace the fingers behind your low back. And see if you can squat into this until surrender happens in the head and the neck. And maybe you can swing a little bit as well. Now maybe you can let go, relax. Where else can you find tension that it does not serve you outside of structural tension? Can you let it go? Take one more inhale. Exhale, release the arms down. Walk the feet to touch. halfway lift and forward fold. Inhale, reach up and hands to heart. Inhale. Up, bow forward, exhale, halfway lift, inhale, step back to plank pose as you exhale, inhale here, chaturanga or lower all the way down, cobra or upward dog, downward facing dog. Big breath in. Visualize the energy rising with the breath. And as you exhale, the energy caps back into your core. Can you pull the pit of the belly in? Inhale, expand and let the energy create space. And on the exhale, you draw the energy back into you. Inhale, extend. Exhale, draw it back in. Step or steps to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rising all the way up. And hands to heart.
Breathe deep. Inhale, reach up.
Bow forward, exhale. Inhale, deep inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, chaturanga. The energy goes right into the core. And then with the upward dog, you expand through the chest. Downward facing dog. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Step or float to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up. And hands to heart. Chair pose. Hold the pose, but not the breath. Maybe even close your eyes. And even if you have to sacrifice the pose, you have to come up higher out of the pose. Can you make the breath dance? Visualize it as light or a ping pong ball going up and down. Feel your breath. Can you hear it? Can you make it more audible? Can you make it deeper? And then move the energy with the breath. Take a big inhale, sit lower, sweep the arms back, but you're going through something. Inhale, you're reaching up in chair. Exhale, you press back.
Keep moving the energy. So you're not just moving your limbs, you're moving the breath. Maybe you're moving something out of your way that doesn't serve you. And when you reach up, you're welcoming in something that you really need. Come on up for a big inhale. And then bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga. Exhale, bringing the energy in. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Inhale, right leg up. Step it through, warrior one. When you come up, you reach for the energy that you need. And
ground back with that energy,
chaturanga. Upward dog, allowing some softness in. Downward dog. Inhale, left leg up. Step it through. Inhale, rise and take something
from above and then ground it down. Chaturanga.
Upward dog and downward dog. Take a big inhale and then horse lips it out. Inhale and exhale. Step or float to the top of the mat. Halfway lift. Inhale. Forward fold. Exhale. Inhale. Rise all the way up. And hands to heart. Chair pose. Inhale. Bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Right leg up, inhale. Step it through, warrior one. Inhale, you rise up and then open your
mouth. Warrior two, take out a sigh. Ha! Reverse the
warrior. Inhale. And then you're going to snake lips it
all the way back to chaturanga.
Do you know what I mean? Upward dog. Downward dog. My goodness. Inhale. Left leg up. Step it through. Inhale. And then a sigh.
Open. Ha.
Reverse the warrior.
And so it's going to control your exhale. It's going to retain it. Upward dog. Downward dog. Big inhale and then lion. Ha. We're having a little pranayama workshop if you haven't discovered. It's the only way to move energy, people. Step or float to the top. Halfway lift, forward fold, inhale, rise, and hands to heart, chair pose.
Sometimes when we're beginning yogis, or sometimes even when we're advanced yogis, we just feel shy about making sounds and breathing funny, and that's a great way, right? Great way to move the energy, move blocked sensations so you can actually feel what's in your body. Move through it. Take one more inhale. Bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Right leg up, inhale. Step it through, warrior one. Ujjayi, inhale through the nose.
Exhale, sigh, warrior two.
Reverse the warrior. Ujjayi through the nose. And snake lips, whatever we call it, business, go all the way. Shh. Upward dog through the nose. Downward dog through the nose. Inhale, left leg up. Step it through. So it's Ujjayi on this breath. Inhale, reach up through the nose. Warrior two, let the
sigh through the mouth.
Reverse the warrior. Inhale. And then upward dog. Inhale. Downward dog. Exhale. Take one more breath here and now horse lips. Step or float to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise, and then keep on
rising. Keep on rising till you feel like you're going to stretch yourself into two pieces. Just keep squeezing everything, rising and rising and rising, and do it more. Do more. Reach. And then right into sweeping chair. Exhale, move it back. Stay in chair. Inhale, reach. Exhale, sweep back. Inhale. Exhale, sweep.
Inhale. Exhale, sweep. Inhale, bow forward. Exhale. Halfway lift. Inhale. Chaturanga. Exhale. Upward dog. Inhale. Downward dog. Exhale. Right leg up. Inhale. Rotate the hip open. Bend the upper knee. High. Inhale. Straighten the leg. Exhale. Step it through. Warrior one. Inhale. Reach up. Warrior two. Ha. Reverse the warrior. Inhale.
Exhale. Shh. At least I know it's a single exhale going all the way down. Upward dog. And downward dog. Inhale, left leg up. Rotate the hip open. Ha. Inhale, straighten the leg. Exhale, step it through. Warrior one. Inhale, reach. Warrior two. Ha. Reverse the warrior. Inhale. Exhale. Shh. Upward dog. Inhale. Downward dog. Exhale. Big breath in. And ha.
Come to hands and knees. Extend the right leg back. Keep the left toes tucked under. Okay? And it's going to be a simultaneous movement with pranayama, with breath control. Okay? So the hands stay on the floor. As you exhale, the right knee comes to the chest and the left knee pops off the floor, goes back towards downward dog. And then on the inhale, you go back to the previous position. So inhale, one knee down, right leg extends back, and you're going to go shh. Inhale, really long inhale, and then a quick drawing into the core. Inhale, and then so it's everything, it's abs, it's shoulders, it's legs. Inhale, extend, and then a quick inhale and inhale. If you're confused, I just made a video with Jenna, so check out YouTube. Do a couple more. It gets harder as you keep going. It builds up a lot of heat. So just keep bringing in the heat. Bringing in the heat. And then next time you go, shh, you inhale, three-legged dog, rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee, ha. Maybe flip the dog. Not necessary, it's just maybe. But if you flip the dog, it's a big
opening space. And then bring it back, three-legged dog, right leg to the sky. Big breath in, step it through, crescent lunge. Inhale, reach up. Find your legs and then chest forward, arms back. Exhale, move the energy. Inhale, reach up and then bend the elbows and the back knee, lion. Ha! Inhale, exhale, sweep. Inhale. And lion, ha. Inhale, chest forward, arms back. Inhale, bend the elbows and the knee, ha. Inhale, now stay in crescent lunge, bring hands to heart. Take an inhale and rotate towards the hallway. That's the right, left elbow, right knee. Breathing. And just watch your sensations. What's going on here? Where's the breath? Can you channel the breath? It's okay to put the back knee down. And now let's do something that's kind of unusual for Spira. Let's open up the arms, but keep the lower hand on the outside. I know, huh? And then really emphasize pushing the rotation. And watch what happens to your breath. See if you can get the breath still somehow to exist within that tension of extension and rotation. Breathe and watch the body. Watch the sensations. Maybe you can even notice your fingers, what position your fingers are in. And now bring the lower hand on the inside, take it on a block, or maybe you can take it even more out to the left than you would want to, and now start sweeping back strokes with the right arm. So you're just swimming, you're swimming, the legs are still strong, but then how's the breath changing in the body? Because you give it an opportunity of movement. Can you move it through a little differently? Now do a little freestyle swimming, so the stroke is going forward now. Watch how that changes the breath. When do you want to inhale? When do you want to exhale? Take one more inhale, and then as you exhale, the hand goes down, warrior two, come to warrior two. And now close your eyes, pratyahara, sense withdrawal. And see if you can sense the intention and the steadiness in the arms and the legs. And then the supple floating sensation of your head. And you may need to move little micro movements so that, as silly as that sounds, can you put your head on top of your neck? Because most of us carry our head ahead of our neck. So the head is light. If there is tension, you release the tension, but keep the intention. How do you keep an intention with peace? Not getting caught up in the emotion, but peacefully observing a way through. Can you sense the buoyancy in your core? Maybe just a little bit lift with the core. If your eyes are still closed, you could feel that the head just lifted a millimeter higher. If there is tension, how do you release the tension? It could be breath. You could make a sound. Doesn't even have to be a yogic sound. You could go like Ria or something, yeah. Just how do you release tension? And watch what's going on. And then move whatever it is into reverse warrior. And then move it up and away into hovering side angle.
And dance your warrior. Start moving the energy that built up while you held the pose. But can you move it in a structural way? Can you move it so that it's a creation? It's mindful. Are you still hearing your breath? Take a big inhale. Wherever you get to that next reverse
warrior, it doesn't have to be now. And then exhale to plank pose. Hold plank. Can you hold the steadiness of the plank? And let the breath dance. So the pose is not being held, right? Anything that's,
we feel that it is just stuck, that's an illusion. Nothing is stuck. Physics has shown us that, right? You're just not looking close enough. What's moving? Can you feel lighter here? So change the perspective. Feel the lightness of the pose. Expanse of the breath. And then right arm up, pivot the heels towards me, side plank. If you're feeling a little wobbly, lower a knee down or do a little kickstand. Still feel the breath. Notice when the breath wants to go away, all of a sudden, there's this, like a pressure cooker. The pose becomes really hot. So the breath cools the pose. And now this may or may not work for you, but it's pretty wicked hard, and you have to do it mindfully, right? Lower your hips half an inch, and then lift your hips 2 inches higher. Lower the hips half an inch. So that's a pretty groovy move for your obliques and your shoulder, right? And you're moving mindfully. You're not trying to change the world in one movement. You're just trying to do a little movement and be aware of it. Are you still breathing? Take one more breath and then come to plank pose. Hold the plank. The plank is held up by angels under your belly. And you can smile because you're feather light. And you take a breath and you go to chaturanga, where even more angels are holding you up. And then upward facing dog. And downward facing dog, where you let something go. Ha. Lift your heels, bend the knees, step or float to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise, and then you rise, and then
you rise, and then you just never believe that you can't rise further. And see if you can gather the sensations. You can hold your hands or you can separate your hands, but everything you do it because you're thinking about it. Your legs, your core, your chest, your breath. And then see if you can
get a little more energy. Reaching up, reaching up, reaching up, and then push it away.
Chair, press back.
Inhale, chair, reaching up, moving your chair. Exhale, press back. Inhale, reach. Exhale, press. Inhale, reach. Exhale, press. Inhale, reach. Exhale, press. Inhale, reach, and then bow forward. Exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga. Exhale. Upward dog, inhale. Chaturanga, because you expect the unexpected. And then plank. And then chaturanga. And then upward dog, because you're not paying attention. And then chaturanga. And then plank. And then downward dog. Ha. Come forward to hands and knees. Extend the left leg back. Right? So here is our little shoulder leg core pranayama. Okay? So you're on hands and knees. The right knee is down. Left leg extends. And you simultaneously move left knee to the chest. Then pick up the right knee from the floor. Tush goes up. Shh. Inhale, big inhale, and then all the energy to the core. And keep moving. Keep moving. Try to gather the energy and then take it back, expand it. Keep breathing. Keep moving. Notice if the movement is happening with that breath. Pause and think about it. Try to unite movement with breath. And then the next time you go inhale, three-legged dog, left leg to the sky, rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee for a possibility of a flipper. Never flipping out about flipping, just mindfully flipping. And then coming back to three-legged dog, left leg to the sky, juicy breath till you can feel that your pinky toe actually got new oxygen. And then step the foot through crescent lunge, rising up. Find the stability through the legs. Gather the energy through an inhale and then chest forward, arms back, exhale. Inhale, reach up, bend the elbows and the back knee and ha. Inhale, exhale, press. Inhale, reach and ha. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, ha. Inhale, exhale. Oh, one more lion, why not? Ha. And then reaching up, hands to heart. And twist right elbow, left knee. Feel the breath. Can you move that ping pong ball or your light from the top of your head to your ankle? Is it stuck anywhere? What can you do about your stuckness if you have stuckness? Open up the arms. Try to keep the lower arm on the outside, even if it's uncomfortable. Stay with the discomfort of that possibly too far reach, and then explore what that creates in your body, the sensations. Now take the lower hand on the inside, on the fingertips or possibly on a block, and start your backstroke with the left arm. Keep the legs stable so your right thigh is strong, but there is an expression going here, right? It's not just a movement, it's a dance with the breath. And if someone is looking at you, they could tell what you're expressing. Is there energy, or maybe it's the lack of energy? And it's okay to express a lack of energy. Hey, that's yoga. That's what's beauty about it. It's actually what's beautiful about dance as well. Okay, change your stroke to freestyle, moving forward, right? Like sometimes dance really expresses sadness. But what is, it's expressing what is in you. It's not trying to be something other than what you're sensing. Take one more inhale and then both hands go down, pivot the back heel down, warrior two. And right away, close your eyes and feel the buoyancy. Or feel whatever is not buoyant. Hear your breath. See if you can go without me guiding you. And do a body scan from foot to hands, from abs to head, and find your own adjustment. Notice how different it is when you're in your head versus with my words. Where do you go in your head? And then move that energy out. Just move it. Reverse the warrior and then hovering side angle. And then you go. You just keep going, channeling whatever built up to move through, right? Let it change. Let it be something else. Take a big inhale, reach all the way through the side body, and then exhale to plank pose. Little angels at work, engage the thighs, lift out of your shoulders. And then Vashistasana side plank, left arm goes up. Give yourself the options that you deserve, right? And we deserve options. And then see if you want to bring a little bit of just lowering the hip and then pressing the hips up, which is basically an abdominal and shoulder strengthener move. But it also makes you so much more aware of how do you hold this thing up? Movement questions stability, right? So can you feel stable while you're still moving? One more breath, and then you exhale to plank pose. And in inhale in plank and exhale to chaturanga. Upward dog, inhale, downward dog, exhale. Step or float to the top of the mat. Halfway lift. Forward fold. Inhale, rise up. And hands to heart. chair pose. And take eagle, right arm under, right leg over. Free up the breath, even if you have to sacrifice the pose. So you're practicing mindfulness, right? You're really watching your thoughts, you're watching your feelings. Noticing when the breath goes away, wondering, well, why is that? Why did my breath go away? Take an inhale. Go back to airplane. It's okay if you have to land your plane along the way. That's what planes do. Imagine if planes would never land. How would you get on them? That's good stuff. If it doesn't hurt your low back, reach your arms forward, but notice if you end up holding your breath. Where is the energy going? Where is the energy? Standing splits. Okay. So each according to how you feel in the body where you are today. So on an inhale, extend the right leg up, rotate the hip open. On the exhale, square your hip back down and then squat into it. Knee behind knee, that's right. Inhale, extend the leg up and then knee behind knee, exhale. Move with the breath. So you could be lifting the leg maybe a foot above the floor, but you're constantly moving. You inhale to extend to standing split, exhale back to squat. And then some of you might just have enough energy in that when you inhale, extend to standing split, there's a little hop and the left foot leaves the floor. You momentarily in a scissored handstand and then you go back down to squat. So all you're inserting is a hop. And if you're nailing a tiny little handstand, great. But I don't want it to be a long handstand because that's actually easier once you figured out handstand. I want that dynamic, constant movement from squat to standing split or handstand. From squat and you keep going. It could be a little movement. If I see some of you guys are getting, getting married to gravity, but see if you can just defy it a little longer, even if that's a micro movement. Can you keep any movement? So you acknowledge that you're tired, but you keep some movement with the breath. One more breath cycle. And then release both feet down. Take them nice wide apart. Come to a Malasana squat. And then don't let the breath gets stuck. See if you can bring a little, the ping pong ball is still going up and down and sideways and in. Keep visualizing, moving that energy. If you need to make a sound, right? Don't be a pressure cooker. You recognize the sensation and you come to a conclusion of what would be a strategic and constructive way of releasing that energy. And that's mindful action, right? Unmindful reaction is when we don't even know what we feel and we just blow up at our friend. We just get super angry and start burning shit up. Right? No. Observe the sensation, find a constructive, peaceful way out. Maybe you stay here, maybe you set your hands and you go to crow, but you better breathe in your crow, otherwise you have a pressure cooker situation. And those things tend to blow, right? If you go to a headstand from your crow, there's better be breath. I'm going to squat next to you guys and listen to your pretty little breath happening in your headstand.
All good.
Okay. And then doesn't matter how, but somehow make it to downward facing dog. Yeah, and then channel the energy. How do you get back to ground, but also how do you take the energy back up from the ground? So you're not just letting everything go. On every exhale, you pick every energy back up into your core. Big inhale. Big exhale. On an empty breath, step or float to the top of the mat. So now that halfway lift is a natural inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up and then gather the energy. Hands to heart, bring it to your core. Chair pose. Watch the breath. So before you take that ego, make sure you have an observation of a free route for the breath. Then you take left arm under, left leg over, and see if you can keep the passage of the breath just the same. Still free, still buoyant. It's okay if the freedom goes away. It happens. What do you do? How do you ease the pose to bring your own freedom back in a safe way? Take an inhale and airplane. It's totally okay to land that plane before you go on a long flight. Squeeze your shoulder blades. Let the breath move from the top of the head to the back foot. Notice when tension arises, how can you alleviate tension? Maybe you bend that standing knee and give yourself a little more freedom to expand. Reach the arm forward, or arms, sorry, curler. Breathe. Are you clenching your jaw? That doesn't help. Standing splits. So just take inventory. What's happening in your standing split? Doesn't matter how high your leg is, but the leg is up away from the floor, the left leg. Take an inhale as you expand a little more considering where you've been, and then knee behind knee, exhale. And now see if every inhale, can you expand just a little more? Knee behind knee. Feel free to make the breath loud. So you go expanding and then grounding, bringing it back into your core. Big expand. Big hugging it in. Introduce the skippy-doo, but only if it feels like a skippy-doo and not a Yankee-doo. Really light and feathery, easy, full of breath. Every movement is a breath. If there is no breath, there is no movement. Keep going. I'm going to keep going till I feel like you guys don't want to go anymore, and then we're going to keep going. Can you just stay with any tiny little bit of resemblance of movement and energetically be okay with it? Like, this is hard. This has a funny sensation with it, but energetically, I'm just going to go be okay with it for one more breath and then forward fold. Oh, let's take a quarter turn towards the right, towards the hallway, and then take your feet wide just so you have a little better friction, because I think I mopped with too much soap and it's a little slippery. Okay. All right, so come into a horse stand, and now you can lock out your elbows because there's no weight on them, so use the whole length of the arm as this awesome extension cord. And you're gonna inhale in the middle, and on the exhale, press over to one side to really stretch the side waist. Inhale to center, exhale, rotate. And then just keep going with your own breath. So you're in horse stand, you're trying to keep your knees in 90 degrees, but really move the breath, observe the breath. Big inhale, the extension of the spine, big exhale to rotate. take a sigh. Do you need a sigh on one of these? Would that make you feel better? I don't know. I'm not you. I have no idea. I only know if I ask you why. And otherwise, I'm just judging. I'm just coming up with some idea based on my experience.
Your
experience is different. You gotta ask questions. And then come to center. Stay in horse stand because it's a lovely pose. And then let's come to the god person pose. I'm not leaving anyone out. I know it's traditionally called the goddess, but I got some really awesome guys in here, so it's a god person pose. And so that's a horse stand with an upright torso and arms in cactus. Try to find your head on top of your neck. And now imagine that breath. Everything about this pose is moving in your imagination. Yeah, you're holding the pose. There's structurally not much visual movement, but energetically can make the breath to be so powerful. I don't care if it's not ujjayi. You can breathe through the mouth. You can stick your tongue out. You can do whatever you want. Can you move that breath till there is sensation of movement, even though you haven't moved an ounce? Notice if you're thinking. One more big breath in and then pivot the toes in, forward fold, release the hands down. Some of you guys will pike up into a handstand or a headstand, forearm balance stand. Sometimes it's just good to stay, right? Good to stay. It's still an inversion. Still good. Are you breathing though? How much awareness is there in your breath? Can you see your thoughts? Are they constructive for what you're doing right now? Because that's the only thing that you got control over is right now. You're on your yoga mat, breathing. It's all there is to the world. If you're still upside down, slowly straddle the legs. Lowering back down. And then everyone walk your hands towards the front, pivot to runner's lunge. Take a deep inhale here. And then come to fingertips. Lift the left foot straight up to the chest in runner's lunge. Left foot straight up to the chest in runner's lunge. Are you breathing? And I know that's a tricky question. I know that's practically impossible, but just because it's practically impossible, it doesn't mean you don't start trying it. I mean, you know, we didn't think we could go to the moon, and then we somehow made it happen. And then take that left leg to pigeon. Okay, so the pigeon has energy. It has an upward moving energy. Oh, I know that's weird. No, pigeon is down. No. We're going to shift our perspective. Can you find the upward moving energy in your pigeon? So when you forward fold, even if you forward fold, you're going to grip a little bit with your thighs. Move yourself with your nice and sticky hands just a little bit more over towards the right leg because gravity is attracting your left tush. So you're going to defy gravity and then find a slight upward movement at the belly button. Now visualize the breath. When you inhale, then little angels are going to pull your upper back up. And when you exhale, they're going to stroke your low back till you feel nice and calm. See if you can feel both energy. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Keep breathing. Notice your mind. Set your hands, go back to three-legged dog, left leg to the sky. Inhale, extend the left leg up, rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee. Ha. Inhale, straighten the leg. Exhale, step it through, warrior one. Gather the energy. Inhale, reach the energy up, warrior two, sigh. Ha. Reverse the warrior. Inhale. Back to the snakies, chaturanga all the way down. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Inhale the right leg up. Step it through to runner's lunge. Come high onto your fingertips. Squeeze the left thigh. Focus on keeping your breath steady. Lift the right foot straight up. And if you're practicing, you could practice with a block under each hand. That's a great way to come into your core there and practice doing this with your breath. You're breathing, right? You're really breathing. You're super breathing. There is no tension. There's just structure. There's no harsh anything except for the barky barks. And then slowly release to pigeon. And even though you're surrendering, there is an element of lifting up. There's an element of rising. Steady breath. So now I'm going to give you a little bit of silence and ask you to watch your mind. Right? So mindfulness is simply watching your thoughts. Watching your thoughts. Where are you? And then big breath in, big breath out, big breath in, big breath out, big breath in, big breath out. Set your hands, three-legged dog, right leg to the sky. Big inhale, trace the breath till the pinky toe got some good air. And then step it through, warrior one. Inhale, rise up with energy. Warrior two, ha. Reverse the warrior. Inhale, exhale. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Big breath in, soft lion. Walk your feet to the top of the mat. Release your tush down. Grab the back of your thighs. Roll on back to your back. And then extend your legs up and back. Actually, no, back and up. So halasana to shoulder stand. If you don't want to do shoulder stand because of an eye problem or neck problem, go Viparita Kurani. But if it's not going to harm you, just go to shoulder stand. It's a good place. And now see if you can visualize that breath energy moving up and down. The exhales are still bringing the energy back into your core, back into your third chakra. Right? See if you can tap into where do you send your inhales. And we're going to hold this shoulder stand just a little longer than we usually do. Because going upside down is a funny way of making things everything better. Just watch how sensations change. The longer you've been there, sensation change. What's going on with you? Not the same as what's going on with the person next to you. You can be willing to bend. They're thinking something else. You may know why, but you don't. Not until you ask. And slowly take it back to plow. Move your butt an inch closer towards the front of the room. So now you're more on the middle of your back. And just breathe into it. Try to get as big breath in there as possible. And then squeeze your legs. Let your legs be really strong as you pivot all to a seated position. And take a tabletop, because it's a little less compressed than that fish. So you take your hands behind you, you bend your knees and you lift up. If you want to make your life a lot harder, take your tabletop with straight knees, but the soles of the feet has to remain down. And then let's take one big lion. Inhale. And then release down to your tush. Hug the knees into your chest. Happy baby. Move the happy baby from side to side. Good happy baby. So good happy baby. Are you still breathing here? What's going on with the breath? And hug your knees to your chest. Set the feet down. Inhale to bridge pose. And we're going to move the energy in this bridge, okay? So inhale, sweep the arms up and back. On the exhale, sweep the arms forward. Lift your head and your shoulder blades and tuck the tailbone down. Inhale, expand. Allow something
to come in you. Exhale, bring it into your core. Inhale, being open. Exhale, bringing it to your center. And then keep going. Keep visualizing something. Maybe it's the breath. Maybe something needs to open. Something needs to come back into the core.
And then next time you come forward, you're going to hold it there and completely exhale until you're empty with the breath, and then don't take a breath. You're empty. You look at the belly button, you pull it more in, and you're completely sitting with that discomfort of emptiness, but your face is relaxed. You're not reacting to it. You're just observing what it feels like. You're letting it be okay, and you should still be okay because I haven't taken a breath and I've been talking, so hey, it's okay. Okay, not take a breath. And release down. Ah. All right, take the arms out into letter T. Lift your knees to your chest and super glue your thighs together. So you're going to have to engage your thighs. And we're going to tick-tock our spinal rotation. So engage your core, move the knees to the right, but keep the thighs together. So you got to really hug the core and then move them over to the left. And maybe you hover, maybe you don't have to touch down, right? But just go from side to side, and you might need to work with your neighbor. Your neighbor might have a different rhythm, and now you guys are kind of colliding. And don't make a war out of that. Just make an opportunity to say hello. But eventually, this thing will run its course. Notice when you're like, yeah, I'm kind of done. There's this sensation with that. And then when you feel that come to the body, you come to the center and you release one leg down and then the other leg down and you come into your Shavasana. So it's going to be different for everybody. And then with every breath, you let the control go. Thank goodness you'll still be breathing. Isn't that great? You don't have to even think about that. Life is just taking care of that for you. Good thing, because we're really bad at remembering to breathe. And now you can just watch it happen. And you can also watch your mind regurgitating whatever thoughts have been there. And those thoughts are only in there because you put them in there. It's not who you are. And also for a second, entertain the idea that everybody is having their own thoughts. Their own experiences. And you really don't know what that is until you make an effort to really understand. Take a deep inhale, soft exhale. Deep inhale, soft exhale. Deep inhale. Soft exhale. And then tenderly move whatever you want to move. Move a little bit. Curl to a side, doesn't matter which side, just mindfully moving, eventually coming to a seat, but not in a hurry, just moving through. Thank you so much for giving me the gift of teaching and loving my dogs. Peace be with you. Namaste. Thank you, everyone.
There is a hip opening workshop this weekend. It's really quite lovely. So if you have a little tighter